I find that a lot of people in the church today are good about hearing the Word of God, but not responding to the Word of God. This man was born a crippled, never walked in his life. Heard Paul preaching the Word of God. Paul perceived he had faith, told him to stand up, and he stood, and he was healed. He didn't just hear, but he responded.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is a delight to have you with us today on Truth in Fact. We are in Acts chapter 14, verse 9. This man heard Paul speaking. Paul, observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet." And he leaped and he walked. And we see a man that was changed by the power of God. I like this. This man was born a cripple. In other words, he never walked in his life. I guess you could say that he was in a prison. Maybe some of you can relate to this. You can remember the time when sin had you trapped in your prison. Spiritually, you were crippled. You tried and tried to get out of your prison, but each time you failed. It might have been the prison of drugs, or the prison of alcohol, or the prison of being religiously blind. Whatever it is, there are untold millions of people today that are in prison right now. They're trapped. They think there's no hope. They think that there's no way. But my friend, there is a way, just like with this man. No doctors couldn't help him in this case. No prescription drug could help him. No surgery could help him in this case. Nobody could help him. But there was one. Oh, hallelujah. We find suddenly here comes Paul and Barnabas, and they're preaching. Well, what are they preaching? Well, I find they're preaching the gospel of Christ, the kingdom of God. This crippled man heard them preach, and a lame man from his mother's womb heard something he had never heard before in his life. Something had to speak deep to his soul. This crippled man had probably never heard anything like this. No doubt he had heard the teachings of the pluralities of their pagan gods, but this was different. All the other words were dry and empty, but the words of Paul brought life, hope, and expectancy. The preaching of Paul was something that sunk deep in his heart. It was this word that brought deep conviction to his soul. It penetrated the deepest consciousness of man. As Paul was preaching, he perceived that this man had faith to be healed. In other words, Paul knew. Something bore witness in his spirit that this man believed that he had faith to be healed. And then Paul said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet." And the Bible says he leaped and walked. Notice Paul didn't have to ask a second time. He didn't have to say it a second time. He got up. The man that was crippled, never walked in his life, got up. And a man that was once lost and crippled is now saved and healed. And this is the gospel of Christ. This is the power of God. You know, my friend, Paul had to be in tune with God. He perceived, that's right, perceived that this man had faith to be healed. The Holy Ghost revealed to Paul and gave him insight of what he needed to do. If Paul would have done this in the flesh, he would have looked foolish. But this was something of the Spirit. This was something of the supernatural. Paul knew God, and he knew the voice of God. Let me ask you this. What do you think Paul was preaching? I don't think he preached on how to get rich. No, I don't think he did that. I don't believe Paul preached on church growth or how to have a mega church. I don't believe he preached 14 steps for deliverance. He didn't preach any of these things. He simply preached the gospel. It's not hard. It's not difficult. Sir, ma'am, preach the word of God. I believe that Paul preached the cross. He preached Jesus Christ crucified, risen, and coming again. Oh, hallelujah. And a man was changed forever. Hallelujah. That's what we need today. Get back to the simplicity of preaching what the Bible says. And then you'll see people saved, delivered, and set free. Don't give up, but continue to do what's right according to God's word.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.